A Dinosaur Ate My Sister by Pooja Puri. Read by Ramit Rowley. A note from Marcus Rashford. Welcome to my book club. I'm so excited that you are able to join us. I hope you have a smile on your face today. The first book I've chosen for you is A Dinosaur Ate My Sister. It's the perfect story to escape into, to find adventure, and to inspire you to follow your dreams. This audiobook belongs to you and only you. It's obviously fine to share with friends and siblings, but only if you want to. Tell your friends that this book was chosen by me for you. If you're struggling, don't be afraid to ask for help. We all need help along the way, me included. There is no rush to get to the end. Enjoy every word at your own pace. I'm so excited to hear what you think. Get that head of yours high and let's conquer the day together. With love, Marcus Rashford. Note from the author. Before you start listening, there are a few things you should know. One, I, Isha Verma, am a genius inventor extraordinaire. Two, there is nothing I cannot invent. This includes words. Three, I like lists. Four, I did not mean to send my sister back to the age of the dinosaurs. That was her own fault. Mum and Dad, if you're listening to this, please take note. 5. This book is a journal of my adventures. Technically, it is a journal of my adventioning. My inventioning and the adventures that come after. 6. This book should have been called The Long and Terribly Twisted Stories of Time Travel, Dinosaurs and Other Things That Happened as Told by a Genius Inventor Extraordinaire. My apprentice Broccoli promises he wrote the title correctly, but it mysteriously changed without his knowledge. I told him there is nothing mysterious about it and that he shouldn't have let his tortoise Archibald anywhere near this journal. If I still had our time machine, I could have fixed that. Of course, if I had a better apprentice, it wouldn't have happened at all.
Broccoli here. Archibald had nothing to do with it. Isha is just cross because we don't have our time machine anymore. Also, I'm an excellent apprentice.
A second very important note from the author. No dinosaurs were harmed in the writing of this book. Honest. A third, even more important note from the author. I am sure that you, the listener, are foot-hoppingly desperate to know what a genius inventor extraordinaire looks like. So I will describe myself. I've got a special inventioning hairband, a special inventioning t-shirt to spark genius ideas, special inventioning dungarees with extra pockets, including a very important pocket for storing my inventor's kit, and special inventioning socks. The Brain Trophy. The Brain Trophy is mind-bogglingly beautiful. There is only one brain trophy in all of existence. Each year, at a special ceremony, it is given to the best young inventor of the year. Winning the brain trophy is, one, extremely difficult. Even more difficult than jelly bean juggling or sneezing with your eyes open. Two, like walking on the moon, only better. Three, my dream of dreams! You probably can't tell from the picture, but the Brain Trophy is made from the coolest and rarest rock ever, zirconium. You might think that a lump of rock doesn't sound very cool, but you'd be wrong. Wrong and wrong, double wrong, a drong, just like my big sister Nishi. If you're listening to this, then you're probably not a drong. Well, I hope you're not. But if you think there is even the tiniest chance that you might be a drong, you can turn this off and look for something less exciting to listen to, like, as I'm absolutely sure you're not a drong, I can tell you that, one, zirconium was found in a meteorite which fell to Earth from space. This means it is not of this world. Two, nobody really knows where zirconium is from. This means it is an unknown substance. For inventors, unknowing is one of the best things in the world. Unknowing gives you tickles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?